Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning. Welcome. It is a happy hump day, Trump Day. It is 8:07, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. One of your top stories continues to be government shutdown, day 22. And on that note, we bring Congresswoman Kat Kamick to the table. Kat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, fellas. Always a pleasure to be with you.
So we got this shutdown going on. Is there any end in sight?
Well, you heard Chuck Schumer yesterday say that it is the Republicans that are doing this and that we need to come to the table and they're not going to budge. So I think that this is going to be pretty much standard for the next couple of weeks. I don't think that they're willing to cave. Which is ridiculous, again, because this is the same CR, the same bill that the Democrats voted for four times previously. And their demands within it are absolutely ridiculous. And this is where Republicans, we're not gonna cave on going back to the ridiculous spending that they've asked for. And I just want to recap this, Bob, because I think it's so important that people know what is really the demand of the left. They want $200 billion in health care for non-citizens. And it's not us saying that. That is actually in their counterproposal on page 57, section 2141. That is, that in black and white, one of their demands. They want to repeal $50 billion that went to the rural hospital fund that we created in July. They want $4 million for global LGBTQIA campaigns. They want $2 million for feminist democratic principle projects in Africa, and they want $4 million for LGBTQI plus democracy grants in the Balkans. Like, what planet are we on? They're shutting down the government, keeping TSA, keeping Border Patrol, keeping ICE, keeping Coast Guard from being paid because of the things that they want for projects overseas and healthcare for non-citizens. Meanwhile, our health insurance keeps going up through the roof, and they're just turning the other way. This is what the fight is all about.
Isn't part of it also they want to continue with Obamacare subsidies that, based on the legislation that was rammed through under Obama, this would be a natural sunset date that is approaching. They also want to extend that. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's $400 billion, 400 with a B, billion dollars that goes to insurance companies, not to you, not to me, but to insurance companies. And it's all to prop up the broken system that we know as Obamacare. So it turns out in the end, like we've been saying back when they rammed this through in 2010, all along, that the Affordable Care Act is not affordable at all. Because if it's affordable, it doesn't have to be subsidized by the government. And if you look at the premiums and what they're looking to go to, people who are on private plans are subsidizing those that are in the exchange. And the thing that's crazy is that those people that are trying to do it where they're in the private market, which is where we should be all along in the fair and free market competing, right? That is having to be double hit because they're paying for premiums to keep the ACA quote unquote affordable, but we know it's not.
It's a lot of insanity. You put forward the clean CR, you got Democrats on board in the House, and it was Chuck Schumer and the Democrats in the Senate that wouldn't go along with it. So it doesn't look like things are going to move in a positive direction anytime soon, right?
No, I've been hearing that we're looking well into November that they're going to keep this shutdown going. They really have lost the plot. And if they want to make it about ACA, by all means, because I can't find one person who is happy with their plan, the fact that they pay more and get worse care, less access to doctors and services. The whole system, as we know, is not health care, it's sick care. And the Dems are banking on the American people being too stupid to understand what is really at foot here and what's at play. And so I know that the American people are going to see right through this. We all feel that. And in the end, where this could end up going is the abolishing of the filibuster, because we don't want to see people going without paychecks who are working. That's the thing that I think will ultimately end up happening. In fact, Senator Thune started socializing the idea yesterday, which, if that's the case, the Democrats really will be the epitome of play stupid games, win stupid prizes, because they thought that Trump was on fire before getting things done. Wait until every single thing gets codified, because at that point we will only have a 50+1 threshold to meet in the Senate.
Wow. All right, let's switch to a lighter topic, Florida Gator football. I know you're a big Gator supporter. We all love our Gators. They let the coach go, Billy Napier, and based on the previous four coaches' records, maybe he was even overdue for a change of direction there. What are your thoughts on him leaving, and then what are your thoughts on who a new head coach might be?
Well, listen, I mean, Billy, I know Billy, nice guy, but can we have a conversation? Why did we not all grow up wanting to be failed college head football coaches? Because these payouts are insane. If you look at Billy's payout, it's $19 million. $19 million for a losing record, which translates into about $54,000 a day. $54,000 a day. I cannot think of a better job in the world than being a fired head coach. Truthfully, this is insane. And he gets about half of it in 30, but you look at, you know, his record, 22-23. I really don't understand how we can afford this, especially as we're looking at NIL as a whole. We're seeing where if we don't get this done, in addressing the name, image, and likeness issue, which we've got the SCORE Act, but I think it needs work, you're going to see the elimination of women's sports. And don't forget that the university system and college sports, that's our Olympic pipeline. That is the Olympic development pipeline. Meanwhile, you've got head coaches making this kind of money. I think Norvell's buyout is like $58 million, and he's lost 9 straight ACC games. Now, by all means, I'm not an FSU fan. Let me preface with that, Bob. But this is insane.
Well, you got James Franklin, the Penn State coach. His buyout was over $50 million, and his track record was better than all the other coaches that have been fired. They let him go. I don't think they blinked twice. And so I guess these programs are just flush with all kinds of cash.
I mean, to me, this is absolutely insane. And then we get them coming saying, you know, the boosters, right? Everyone says, oh, well, we need more R&D money. We need more federal money. Well, maybe we should redirect some of that then from all the money going to these ridiculous coaching contracts into the R&D that people need in other departments or other programs. I just think that the money that is being spent is absolutely insane.
Careful, Kat. You're not sounding like the grits girl I know. Girls raised in the South. You better be careful with this blasphemous anti-football talk.
Trust me, it's not anti-football. I'm just pro-winning.
Hey, Lane Kiffin's name keeps coming up, but I'm rooting for John Gruden because I think he'd be far more interesting.
Listen, I remember him back in the day when we used to call him Chucky.
Yep.
Because that's the face he would make. Ooh, I don't know. Lane Kiffin is where my money is going, but I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yes, we will. Always a pleasure, Kat Kamick, a congresswoman. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.
All right, you too. We're approaching 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. We've got a lot to talk about. Howard University professor calling on white political allies to emulate vigilanteism.
What?
Well, I know. It's a little complicated, but it is definitely information worth sharing. That's why we'll talk about it next on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign. No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating canvas sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Chucky for head coach.
I knew that was coming.
Chucky!
Oh, man.
Good morning.
Blaming Cat.
Welcome. 8:22 on the Bob Rose Show. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. So listen to this. A far-left Howard University professor, a black woman, called for white allies of the leftist political cause to mirror a pre-Civil War era vigilante mass murderer who was eventually hanged for his crimes. Stacy Patton, professor of journalism at the Washington, D.C. private school, Howard University, recent blog titled "John Brown Didn't Ask Enslaved People How to Be a Good White Ally." She discouraged white liberals from asking her how to be a better ally to minorities and encouraged them instead to emulate Brown. Brown was a militant slave abolitionist during the pre-Civil War, Bleeding Kansas period, they called it. In 1856, he orchestrated the Pottawatomie Massacre. He and his fellow abolitionists dragged five Kansas settlers, at least three of whom were pro-slavery sympathizers, out of their homes and executed them. October 1859, Brown led a 21-man raid on a federal armory in Harper's Ferry. His goal was to start a slave uprising, but few slaves joined the fight. A local militia confronted Brown and his men and fought back. Four townspeople, including freed slave Hayward Shepherd, were caught in the crossfire and killed in the skirmish. After 10 of his men were killed, Brown was finally captured. He was later tried for treason and eventually hanged. And so here's what the professor says. So when white allies ask, what can I do? Here's the answer. Be like John Brown. Ask yourself, what am I willing to burn so somebody else can breathe?
Oh, my goodness.
What am I?
Wow.
No radicalism here.
No.
Right?
Uh-huh.
And in fact, this is the same person who, what was it, back, I think when she was at Michigan State, said some ridiculous things. Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. She was at Morgan State University, associate professor then, speaking at University of Tennessee's Alumni Memorial Building in a lecture called How Killing Black Children is an American Tradition. This was back in 2017.
How do we get these people in these positions of, air quotes here, leadership for our youth?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It just makes you wonder. I mean, this person's a person of authority. This person is a professor, teaches classes, interacts with students, and has that kind of philosophy. Basically, you know, a modern day, well, she wants you to be a modern day John Brown.
Okay.
A terrorist.
So if you believe in something enough, what are you willing to?
You got to be willing to burn. What are you willing to burn so that people can breathe?
That's amazing.
Yeah, and like,
and she teaches journalism.
So all these, you know, cities and buildings that were burned, you know, a few summers ago, and you know, ongoing in Antifa and all that. Are more people breathing as a result of that? Right, so other people can breathe. I think it makes it harder to breathe when everything's on fire.
Yeah, and if you're a small business owner and it was your business that went up in smoke, you probably, I don't know.
You might have been a minority.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, but it didn't matter.
Oh, no, you got to make a point.
That's the problem with being a vigilante is it's not, when you forego, you know, the law and the courts and you have your own justice, mm-hmm. which is exactly what they promote, right?
Right.
And when you have your own brand of justice, a lot of times innocent people get killed or hurt as a result.
Well, we watch all the smash and grabs, all the, you know, things that go on with this stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Joshua Klein writes for Breitbart, survivors, first responders, and victims' families from the 9/11 community are disgusted and outraged by Zohran Mamdani's decision to campaign and pose for a smiling photo with a radical imam once named as an unindicted co-conspirator in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, said leading a 9/11 attorney Michael Barish, whose firm represents more than 45,000 clients. He called the encounter an insult to every 9/11 survivor and family member. Look, information keeps coming out about Mamdani. I read about and shared with you a connection with the gutter, a royal family who gave aid and rendered safe haven to Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Ugh, amazing.
He was like the mastermind of 9/11. And Zohran Mamdani's father, well, his mom and dad, they're like best buddies.
Wow.
With that royal family. Yeah. Hmm. It just keeps on coming out, but the voters, many of them continue to support him to the point to where he still has a clear lead. And November's coming up soon here.
They need to remember what Obama said. Elections have consequences.
Yeah.
That works both ways.
Well, they'll see.
That's what I'm afraid of.
It is 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show, and never miss a minute. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. Catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Good morning. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 8:35, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast have every minute, every issue on demand in one place, now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Department of Homeland Security issued a statement regarding U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a raid that was taking place at a horse race event in Idaho over the weekend. So, wow, you know this whole event was not small potatoes. Thank you very much.
Wow.
Wow, that's what I get.
I see what you did.
Thank you, Mr. Potato Head. Otherwise known as Greg. Anyway, this resulted in more than 100 illegal aliens being arrested. And you got Trisha McLaughlin, you know, Assistant Secretary DHS, explained that the ICE raid had dismantled an illegal horse racing, animal fighting, and a gambling enterprise operation in Wilder, Idaho.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's different. So here's illegals participating in illegal activity.
Wow, I would imagine.
And animal fighting going on. That's a non-starter there. So, yeah.
But the left will try to make it look like poor, innocent families trying to find a better way of life.
Yeah. Let's see. McLaughlin's statement comes to the FBI. Previously announced 5 arrests of people linked to an alleged horse race gambling operation. Per the outlet, spokesperson for the FBI explained ICE's enforcement and removal operations helped process individuals who were found to have potential immigration violations. And FBI spokesperson Sandra Yee Barker previously said ICE's enforcement removal, processed this, and their presence was limited to that specific federal responsibility, separate from the criminal gambling investigation led by the FBI. No person, no Idahoan, no American should ever accept when a government does this to its own people, Morales says. That's Leo Morales, served as executive director for the American Civil Liberties Union of Idaho, criticizing the Trump administration for having come in full force military style with helicopters and drones arresting people. Well, no, they look, you've got people that are going to run, so you're going to need a large force. You also don't want a level of resistance. Mm-mm. Which that's you have to show them overwhelming force. They know by statistics that the more often you have an overwhelming force, the much greater chance there is that the people are just going to give up without resistance and people don't get killed.
So where were these people when we saw, you know, and CNN happened to be there 4 o'clock in the morning when we're bringing out full SWAT to arrest a 70-year-old guy in his pajamas?
Yeah.
Where were you then? No, you don't get to choose how you're being arrested. Come on, people.
And what about the people that, you know, love animals? There's animal fighting going on. Like I said, that should be a non-starter. Once you hear that, it's like, who doesn't want to protect the animals?
Yeah.
That's an easy one. All right. Hey, a car rammed a White House barricade. This guy was immediately arrested by the U.S. Secret Service Uniform Division of Officers. Vehicle was assessed by the Secret Service and Metro PD, deemed safe. It rammed into the House barricade, the White House barricade. This happened yesterday at approximately 10:37 p.m., so last night, and not really a lot of other information on that. But
never a good idea to try to run into the White House.
No,
no. It's just not.
I mean, could be maybe an illegal U-turn gone wrong. Could be a lost tourist.
I don't know. Not usually.
Could be a medical emergency.
Now, that could be.
It's possible.
Could be.
Okay.
Yeah. But well, usually it's not.
Or it could be somebody who is not completely mentally stable.
Now there, tempting to, you're getting a little more likely.
Yeah, more likely, right?
Yeah.
Videos on social media highlighted the disgusting behavior of two members of Chicago's education system during the city's No Kings protests. Video shows an alleged elementary school teacher mocking the assassination of Charlie Kirk. When I first saw the video of this, it made me so mad. Ugh. I didn't comment on it because I was afraid of what I might say.
I'm with you. Disgusting.
And if you see the video, and it's widely circulated, you know, she's putting basically like a gun up to her neck and undulating in a certain way. I mean,
that's what you want teaching your kids.
If you're looking for any silver line, there is none. There's nothing of any value at all for what she did. And they call us the haters.
Mm-hmm.
And they call us the haters. Mm-hmm. A Chicago college administrator could be facing criminal charges for inciting violence, calling for the shooting of immigration enforcement agents and officers. Wow. Homeland Security officials posted a video of a man they describe as a violent rioter who calls for people to take up arms and kill ICE agents. Officials say they referred to the man to the Department of Justice, possible charges. Legal analyst Jonathan Turley identified the man as Wilbur Wright College Adult Education Manager Moises Bernal. And apparently he wrote, it's quoting here, ICE agents got to get shot and wiped out.
Wow.
You got to grab a gun. We got to turn around the guns on this fascist system. A lot of gottas for somebody who is, part of a college adult education system.
Maybe English Language wasn't their highlight.
Turley said the Chicago Area College Administration has a criminal history, having earned a 12-month probation for disruptive behavior resulting in contempt of court during a hearing for Chicago police officer Jason Van Dyke, who had been charged with murder. In addition to possible federal charges, Bernal could face firing or suspension from Wilbur Wright College. The college has not issued any official statement. In an unrelated incident, I told you about that. So that was the woman who's been identified as Chicago area elementary school teacher drew criticism when the video captured images of her mocking the murder of Charlie Kirk by holding a finger gun to her neck and pretending to be shot. The woman is, well, I described it to you. I think we get that. A video allegedly posted by her husband before deactivating his account shows a disgusting act taking place as a pickup truck displaying a Charlie Kirk memorial flag passes by. And she was identified by other ex-users as Nathan Hale Elementary School teacher Lucy Martinez. School officials allegedly shut down their ex page. Nathan Hale Elementary School principal Dawn Ellis Gomez defended her teacher's behavior and blamed the passenger of a passing truck who was honoring the sacrifice of Charlie Kirk.
How's it their fault for what she did?
I guess she considers a poster of Charlie Kirk to be inciting.
Uh-huh.
During the event, tensions, this is her statement. During the event, tensions rose when individuals drove by the protest attempting to provoke participants. In a moment of emotion, one of our teachers responded in a way that does not reflect the professionalism and respect we expect from our staff. While this incident took place off school grounds and outside school hours, I have spoken directly with the teacher involved, and the matter has been addressed internally.
Uh-huh.
Didn't reveal if any disciplinary action was taken against that teacher. So it's the passers-by,
right?
Because they had a flag of Charlie Kirk.
And a school teacher can't control her emotion very well, apparently.
Oh, but only in that incident.
Oh, that's okay.
Never does anything else cause her to let her mind be overruled by her emotions.
Yeah.
Okay.
So maybe the buffet.
8:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Hey, coming up at 9:05, we're going to talk to Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. Always a lot of things going on Marion County. We'll talk to him all about it coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. I like pumpkins.
Oh, yeah.
I like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Pumpkin bread.
Oh, I know you like pumpkin bread.
Yeah. Anything pumpkin-y is pretty good, especially this time of year, and I'm in a mood. 8:51 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Buy a Pumpkin, Feed a Child is going on, and that's going on at the Pumpkin Patch on 39th Avenue. In Gainesville Church of God. You know, the ones that where you drive by and there's a lot going on, that's the one.
Oh, yeah.
Now, look, this is to detract from anybody supporting, you know, your local patches and all that.
Oh,
you want to do that. In fact, you know, I had an idea because of our boss, Peter, brought in some pumpkin bread from him. He goes, well, you gotta check mine out. And it's a friendly kind of competition.
Yeah.
I have to say it was very good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I was thinking, hey, we need to do like a taste test for all of the
friends. This is a Bob Rose ploy.
Craig sees right through me.
I see right through it.
Yeah. You know, it was like, going so well.
I know. It's like National Donut Day. He wants everybody to bring their donuts in so he can try them.
Yeah.
I mean, National, you know.
Lamborghini Day.
Lamborghini Day. We should invent that one.
Yeah.
Nice try, though, Bob.
But anyway, the Pumpkin Patch is open. And you know, look, they've got – here's why we promote them. First of all, that's Greg's church. Second of all, they've been doing this for 14 years. Third of all, they do it on a very large scale. They serve a lot of people, and they serve a lot of people in need. That's why they're part of a 501c3. It's called buyapumpkinfeedachild.com, where you can get all the information. But they've got cornhole games and a pumpkin patch express train for the kids and bounce houses and stuff like that. I mean, they really do it upright. So if you get a chance, you might want to check that out. Of course, you want to support your local folks, your churches, and stuff like that.
Last Sunday, this previous week, was Superhero Day, and saw that Batman and some Star Wars folks had shown up.
Batman just kind of made an earlier appearance, too. I don't know if it was just a dry run, or if he saw the Gotham City, big flashlight go up or
something. Batman likes pumpkin bread, too, apparently.
Well, who doesn't, right?
I know. Why he's a hero. Wow.
Yeah. Come on. All right. Let's see. Bill Ackman, one of the wealthiest people around. He was on CNBC Squawk Box, and he's the Pershing Square Capital Management CEO. And he mentions that President Trump, because at first he gives him a compliment, very pro-business, one of the most pro-business. But then he finally says, actually, I think Trump has been the most pro-business president we've ever had.
I can see that. I mean, he knows a little bit about being a businessman.
He added, he was honest enough to add this. He said, I was a little bit concerned about the scale of the tariffs and how quickly they were about to be implemented. My suggestion to the president was to take a 90-day pause, and to his credit, he, modified that position. But yes, kudos to the president. From somebody who business needs to do well for him to do well. Mm-hmm. And they did a poll on the president's use of tariffs, and 59% of Trump voters backed imposing a big tariff up to 100% against China. So you've got that. And then just in general and among conservatives, 62% support maintaining or increasing current tariff levels. So the tariff thing, another issue where don't do it, it's going to be bad, where it turns out once again Trump was right.
Imagine that.
Now, when this whole thing came out, I said Trump will use them strategically. I believe he will do it right. He will get wins for us across the board with many countries. And I said, although overall I have questioned tariffs in the past, I said I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and we'll see what happens. Well, we've seen what happens. And once again, you have to say, see, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because when people have doubted him before, it turns out he was correct. And many of the so-called experts, and they spell experts now, egg spurts, because they're eggheads. And so Trump was right again, that's just another reason why today is another happy hump day, Trump day. And I've got a feeling there are many more to come. Many, many more. All right, we're going to talk to Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek. He is he's going to be with us next on 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.